Superintendent Rob Olson joins us for the Newell Fonda School Spotlight. And Rob, we're not that far away from Christmas break, and I know there's something that the school does, or did last year anyway, right before the break begins, your Maker Week.
Yes, that's right. And these days before Christmas break, for students in grades 6, 7, and 8, it's called Maker Week. And again, as you mentioned, we did it last year and we're doing it again this year, where students have the opportunity to choose from a number of different activities that are going on that the teachers have created and put some curriculum to, and different activities that go along with that. And, you know, some of those different things are Cardboard Challenge, Mustang Muscle, 3D Printing, robotics using a Sphero 2.0 robots, family consumer science, drama, coding, Blender, and virtual reality machines. So the kids have some really cool events that they're going to be able to choose from, and once they get chosen for that, then they stick with it for that week, and then come up on January 21st, students have the opportunity to present those projects then to both of the Newell and Fonda communities, and have those communities and parents come in and have a little showcase of all the great stuff they did.
That's great. I know one other thing that's really great, you and I were visiting a moment ago here, is your Share a Book program, and the School Spotlight is a great way to share this information again.
Yes, it is. One of our kindergarten teachers, Cindy Wells, came to me. And she started a program called Share a Book, and we have it available in our Mustang Alley where kids can come. They can check out a book, read it, bring it back, trade it for another one. It's been very successful. We're fortunate to have almost 600 books donated to us for this purpose, and we welcome any more used books. You can drop it off at any of the offices for us, and we're working on a way right now to try to continue this throughout the summer as well when the kids aren't in school. So a great opportunity for our kids and families.
Hey, Rob, thanks a lot for sharing the info today.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good one. And I want to mention, too, real quick, the swimming pool committee in Newell is having a tailgate fundraiser for their new pool, and that will be taking place tomorrow in the commons area at the school beginning at 5 o'clock. They'll have a great dinner item right there so you can enjoy some good food and help a great cause. And our school spotlight with Newell Fonda today, brought to you again by DFS and First Community Banks, right here on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.